I like Barack Obama. I think he's a very extraordinary individual to do what he did. I don't know what he's going to do in the presidency. I have no clue on what he's going to do. I don't know if he's strong enough to stand up against the nuts on the left. I don't know. I don't know if he's smart enough to put anti-terror measures in place that are going to protect you. I don't know. I will know. And when I know, you'll know. So my role, and I mentioned this before, in the next few years is to be Paul Revere. Not to be a right-wing ideologue or a wise guy or a cheap shot artist or any of that. Paul Revere, that's my guy. And I'm going to warn you about everything that I think has a potential to hurt you. That public service, Jeff, I think is more important than me tilting at a windmill playing Don Quixote. Because the system's set up now, it's going to change. There will be a third-party opportunity coming up in this country. That will happen. But it's not there now. And so let me be Paul Revere for a few years. Let's see how that works out, and I'll do the best I can do for you. You know, if I feel that there's an individual in this government or in the media that's harming you, Judy, in Texas, I'm going to put the guy or gal's face on TV and let you know who he is. If he's really a villain, I'll have Jesse Waters and my guys chase him down. You know, we're pretty well organized now to do this stuff for you. Our Paul Revere concept is very well underway. And this is what's going to happen the next under the Obama administration. That's what we're going to have to do. No cheap shotting, no sniping, just telling you what's going on and why it's going on. We'll see you tonight on TV.